Morning Watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 3, a land of wheat and barley. Saturday, related verses. John 11:25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes into me, even if he should die, shall live. Philippians 4:13. I am able to do all things in him who empowers me. Matthew 14:14-21. And going forth, he saw a great crowd, and he was moved with compassion for them, and healed their sick. Now when evening fell, the disciples came to him, saying, This place is deserted, and the hour is already late. Send the crowds away, that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves. But Jesus said to them, They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, We do not have anything here except 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, Bring them here to me. And after commanding the crowds to recline on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 handbaskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, apart from women and children. Related reading. When a brother comes to see you, remember that Christ is within you as the barley. You have to apply him in your fellowship with this brother. Sometimes you just forget this. When you meet the brother, you talk about the world situation or about the weather. When he leaves, you feel hungry and sick from not applying Christ. You have to grasp every situation as an opportunity to apply Christ. Then when you come to the meeting, it will be very easy for you to give praise or a testimony. You will have many loaves of barley to offer the Lord. When some young co-workers come to a meeting, they look around to see if any senior brothers are there. If not, if all the attendants are new believers, they have the boldness to pray and exhibit what they have. But if they see some senior brothers there, they shrink back with fear. If you have the resurrected Christ, even if the Apostle Paul were there, you will say, Praise the Lord, my brother has the resurrected Christ, and I have him too. He may have 500 loaves, but I have at least 1 loaf. Hallelujah. As long as you have a little bit of the resurrected Christ, you have more than enough to meet every situation. He is the loaf of barley. He is the resurrected one. Nothing can hinder him. Nothing can limit him. When you come to the meeting with the brothers and sisters, you must realize your responsibility. You must share in the meeting with others. You must give some thanks and praise. You must offer some prayer. This is your responsibility. You say, Oh, I am too weak. In yourself you are weak, but in Christ you are not weak. You say, I have nothing. Yes, you have nothing, but in Christ you have everything. Remember that Christ is the barley in you. When you come to the meeting, apply him as the 1 loaf of barley to feed all the others by your prayer or by your testimony. Try it. You will be enriched by practice. Never say that the meetings are not your business. You must learn to apply Christ. You must make use of the Christ you have. Jesus said to his disciples, "You give them something to eat." The disciples said, "There is a little boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are these for so many?" As long as they are barley loaves, as long as they are something of the resurrected Christ, that is good enough. That will meet the situation, and there will be a surplus. Brothers and sisters, if you will take my word, believe in the resurrected Christ, and apply him, you will find that the remainder abiding in you is more than that with which you started. This is the barley. This is not just a teaching, but something for us to experience and apply every day in every situation. Apply the resurrected Christ, the unlimited, inexhaustible one. Tell him, "Lord, I cannot meet the need. I cannot face the situation. But how I praise you, you can. I go ahead trusting wholly in you, counting wholly upon you." The sister who experienced Christ as a grain of wheat in her family testified of another experience. This time it was Christ as the barley. She testified that her mother-in-law and many of her relatives were brought to the Lord through her. She had become a barley loaf to feed many people. She had experienced Christ in resurrection. This kind of experience not only causes you to know Christ inwardly as the wheat and as the barley, but by this experience, you become a grain of wheat. You become a loaf of barley. Then you are food for others. You are able to feed others by what you have experienced.